Blog Talk Radio.
Islam is my religion, but I believe my religion is my personal business. Just as the religious philosophy of these others is between them and the God in whom they believe. And this is best this way. Were we to come out here discussing religion, we'd have too many differences from the outside, and we could never get together. So today, though Islam is my religious philosophy, my political, economic, and social philosophy is black nationalism. You and I...
I feel that it's important right now that we revisit history. And again, today is the first day of Black History, February 1st, 2019. Listening to the Ballad of the Bullet today. Wow, I believe he did that speech in 1963. I still see a lot of the different elements that Malcolm and Dr. King was dealing with back in the 1960s, and we're still dealing with those today. We're still dealing with police brutality. We're still dealing with environmental racism. We're still dealing with an educational system that is dysfunctional. Here in Fresno, those of you know, I'm an international civil rights leader. The name of my organization is National Network in Action. You can go to YouTube, Google my name, and you have an opportunity to see the work for 34 years I've been doing here in Fresno and across the country. And it's just mind-boggling to me that we are still today dealing with the same silliness that Malcolm X, Dr. King, the Black Panther Party, that all of them were dealing with back in the day. And it's just really sad that this generation, the 21st century generation, has to continue to deal with silliness. I mean, 400 years of slavery, 400 years is too much. But, you know, I think the biggest problem we have right now as black people is that we've been mistaught. You know, it's very difficult for us to work together. I was told today by a colleague of mine, I'm trying to remember who told me this. I've talked to so many people, everything. But they said, you know, Hispanic people, Latino people can live in one house, three families, because they have a goal and understanding that they want to help one another, not to give a hand out, but to give a hand up. And those five families living at one house, and they're able to communicate, they're able to talk, everybody have their space. And the biggest deal is that they know they're helping this families, five families, to get a home. And then they purchase a home. And then they come together again and they purchase another home. I just wish that we could work like we have become so individualized that we don't care about the next person. You know, we just don't care. And you see it. I mean, you actually see it in the community. And so I think, you know, Malcolm X, you know, purpose was trying to educate the masses of people, white people, as well as trying to continue to empower his people to say, hey, you know, we don't have to depend on anybody but ourselves. But when you've been programmed for 400 years, I mean, we're having this conversation about eating meat, drinking milk. We've been programmed to do certain things, and we've been programmed to not work with one another. And that's what's sad about this whole piece, is that the same struggle that we're fighting February 1st, 2019 is the same struggle that Malcolm fought back in 1963. When do it stop? You know, why is it that we can't be free? Why is it that we cannot be treated equal? Why is it that we cannot build a community and do not have to worry about it being destroyed like Black Wall Street? When do we come together as a people and say, hey, enough is enough? We can do this. We can build this. So, you know, I just felt led today just to play the Ballad of Bullet. You know, we were going to kind of do some talking on here, but I just felt led that, you know, people needed to hear Malcolm X. You needed to hear him tonight. You know. And so, you know, I just want to say happy Black History. I want to give shout outs now to those who tuning in. It looked like my goodness, Lady X, Jamila X, thank you for tuning in. Lady J, Sharon Watts, thank you for tuning in. Love y'all. Bernard, thank you for tuning in. There's my son, Josh, thank you for tuning in. Is that Nicole Vosky? Thank you for tuning in. Michael Kemp. Family, thank you for tuning in. Who is this here? Denise, thank you for tuning in also. Ozell Thompson, Mount Pleasant in the house. Thank you for tuning in, my brother. Thank you for your support. Rhonda, thank you, Rhonda, for tuning in. Merle, thank you for tuning in. Pam, Fresno Freedom School. Sean from Colorado, thank you for tuning in. Thompson, thank you for tuning in. Laura, thank you for tuning in. Whose name is this? Hope. Look like Hope Reveal. Thank you for tuning in. Arlene, thank you for tuning in. Denise, thank you for tuning in again. Arlene, thank you for tuning in. Lord, thank you for tuning in, Arlene. So there you go. We had a lot of people tuning in tonight listening to Malcolm X, The Ballad of the Bullet. And all I can say right now is that we need to be more conscious about what we eat. Please do your research on eating. I know that sounds maybe silly, but what we are, what we put in our bodies. We are what we put in our bodies. So do some research and find out whatever you're eating, is it good or bad for you? Okay? Can you do that for me? As y'all know, I'm working out, going to the gym, and I've changed my eating habits. And so, you know, I just want to encourage all of you to do for self or be a slave. I mean, that's where we're at right now. So as we get ready to end our show here, we usually play a song, one of my favorite songs. We're going to get it up on the screen, and that will be my last song of the day. And stay tuned for tomorrow. We will be back, and we're going to play my man here again. Y'all know who it is. That's right, the Bad Self. Say it loud. I'm black and I'm proud. Even though we went through what we went through, we still black and we proud. We've been here for 400 years and we're not going nowhere. We're not going anywhere. We are here to stay. We've been lynched. We've been killed. We've been murdered. Our black women been raped. Our black men been hung. Our children been raped. They've been hung. But you know what, black people? We still here. As James Brown says, say it loud. I'm black and I'm proud. And I'm gonna hold on to that. If that's all I have to hold on to, I'm going to hold on to that little bit right there. James Brown. Say it loud. I'm black and I'm proud. We had a comment here from Sharon Watts. Sharon Watts said, you are a blessing to our black people. Thank you for your service to our people. You're welcome, my sister. I love my people. I love them till I go to my grave. Sister Denise said, up, uniting and conquering. We are doing all right. Hey, when you look in the mirror in the morning, you just look and say, I'm black and I'm proud. We ain't going nowhere. We're just going to lock this whole thing down. That's how we do it. Dr. Harris, Black Lives Matter Show, broadcasting from Fresno, California, better known as Mississippi Fresno. We are here to stay. We're here to liberate, to educate, motivate, energize, organize, and mobilize. I'm black and I'm proud. I feel like dancing right now. I think I can do the splits right now. About right now, I can do the splits. We tired of beating our head against the wall and working for someone else. Say it, James Brown. Say it. Say it. Say it. Say it. Say it loud, I'm black and I'm proud. No shame to be black. No shame to be black. We built this country. We built everything in United States of America. We built it. And since we built it, we own it. We own it because we built it. I'm black and I'm proud. Say it loud. Each one, teach one, reach one. We give shout out to everybody. Shout out to everybody. We love y'all. We going out strong the first day of Black History Month. Malcolm X, Dr. Harris. Go to my Facebook. We love y'all. Stay black and proud. We love you, and we're out.